Ready? I will now call the meeting to order, and may we all stand up and pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And at this time, we'll have presentations, starting with Rick Robinson.
Thank you, Chairman Monteith, Supervisors, and Council Doering. It is a pleasure and an honor for me this morning to participate in this recognition for our Behavioral Health and Recovery Services Director, Denise Hunt. I want to share with you a quote that was part of a letter of recommendation that Denise received. Denise was very skilled as a counselor and house director and displayed a particular skill in crisis intervention. I hold her in high esteem and recommend her highly for positions of responsibility in the area of mental health. Sounds like a great recommendation for the director of the HRS in Stanislaus County. And this is a quote I took from a letter of recommendation that she received on February 6, 1975. This goes to show that Denise's skills and talents simply haven't changed. Denise came to work in Stanislaus County on July 1, 1975, and I was thinking back in my own life, what in the world was I doing in 1975? I was learning to raise my first child and with my wife and was at the same time trying to figure out how to sell shoes at a shoe store that I managed, and much has changed between then and today. And much has changed between then and today for Denise as well. She has demonstrated over and over again her ability to lead an organization, particularly an organization that is facing very, very difficult budget times. She has demonstrated over and over again ability to work through difficult situations at times with difficult people and yet accomplish that which she sets out to do. My early interaction with Denise, I would have to say that I was probably on her least of most favorable persons as we worked through the details to sell the Stanislaus Behavioral Health Center, something that I know was close and very personal to her. But we managed to survive that exercise, and I think as a result I have enjoyed a very, very strong and positive relationship. I have a small verse that I'd like to share with you and with Denise, if I may. And as I start, I would like to express this both with thanks and with apologies to Bob Dylan. I wonder what our world would be. I wonder what we'd find if we had never met Denise, if she'd never crossed our mind. I wonder how our county'd fare if never we had known. A person with a caring heart if we were all alone. I wonder now as each day dawns just how much we'd be hurt if Denise had chosen to mow lawns instead of trying social work. The life she chose to lend a hand to be there when we stumble, reach out to us and help us stand when otherwise our world could crumble. And in so doing, set aside so many of her thoughts and plans so she could be there at our side and lend us all a helping hand. When all around we hear folks say, just what's in it for me? Denise will share in her own way that caring should be free. The sensitivity she brings in every choice she makes reminds us that life holds good things if we just give instead of take. A poet shared a prayer one day, a wondrous song he sung, and Bob Dylan was his name. The song was called Forever Young. May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you share always your heart. May you stay forever young. May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright, and be strong. Do what's right, not advantageous. May you stay forever young. May your hands always be busy. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of changes shift. May your heart always be joyful, and may your song always be sung. May your journey oft be playful. May you stay forever young. So this day we share with you our hope for every day, that life will guide you to the truth, and you always find the way. And as perhaps we close a chapter, yet we will not close the book, Denise, we wish you joy and laughter. We hope you'll take a final look. And as you turn, one last goodbye, a final verse, so must be sung. We'll share this thought with tearful eyes. May you stay forever young. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Can you hear us? Well, first of all, I stand here with a clock. I stand here with a certificate of recognition. And it just doesn't deliver the message. But it is something that we're very proud of, the fact that we've had you working with Stanislaus County for 35 years. And if I may, when I first got on the Board of Supervisors, I had the opportunity to be on the Top 10 program and some of the others. And those were programs I really wasn't that familiar with. So as I attended the meetings and I listened to the discussions, I suddenly realized here was a person who was confronted with many challenges, and even became greater challenges as time went on due to the budget. But there was a quality there that you very seldom see. And that is a person who's willing to take on the burden of responsibilities, but do it with such great sensitivity. That is a very rare quality, and it is a very shining armor that you have. And I want to thank you for that. And at this time, I'd like to present you, Denise, with this lovely clock. And also, a resolution, which I'm not going to read, but as many people in this audience are aware of her history and her participation, and her leadership. But I think every time I think of you, I'll always think of sensitivity. It's a word that sticks. And I want to congratulate you very, very much. We've appreciated you for being here and being part of Stanislaus County and just for being you. And with that, I'd like to give you the mic, and if you would say a few words, please.
Thank you very much. Open mic. This is great. Of course, I want to thank the Board of Supervisors for their continued support through the years The board's been nothing but gracious to our department and to me. I want to thank Rick Robinson and Patty Hill Thomas for your leadership. It's been a pleasure to serve with both of you. We have a mental health board in our county and an advisory board on substance abuse programs. They're volunteers. Their work is to support and take a look at what our department is doing. And they're wonderful people, and I will really miss the boards because they just bring such value to what we do. Everyone that gets up here says they come from the best department and they work with the best people. Well, let me lay that to rest because behavioral health is the best department, and I work with the best people. My leadership team is fabulous. All of our staff, all the way from mid-managers to people who work night shift at the recovery center, they're just exceptional. They go out of their way to help people in need, and they can't be beat. It's been a privilege and an honor to serve consumers and family members in our community. The most exciting thing to me is that with some of the new programming we're doing, we're able to really address decreasing stigma and discrimination associated with having a mental illness or a substance use disorder. And I really hope the world's going to change sometime soon in that regard. So I thank you very much. I really appreciate the honor. Thank you, Rick, for the kind words. It's been fun. It's been a good ride. Thanks a lot.
Keith Boggs, please.
I feel compelled to quote some song lyrics. For those about to rock, we salute you. AC/DC, 1981. Good morning, Chairman Monteith, members of the board, Keith Boggs, Acting Director of General Services Agency. I stand before you this morning to share briefly of the wonderful career of Tom Snow, Jr., senior buyer in GSA Purchasing. In a career that has spanned 30 years and countless contributions, large and small, it's an honor for me to present Tom on this the eve of his retirement from county service. Mr. Snow epitomizes a customer focus. If ever an employee personified the GSA service mission, it has been Tom Snow, Jr. Tom is a continuation of sorts, a generational brilliance, started with Tom Snow, Sr. several decades ago, now retired. Tom Sr. was actually one of my early county mentors and had a lot of influence on how I approach people and leadership to this day. So it's no wonder that Tom Snow Jr. would be of the same classic stance. After all, the apple doesn't fall too terribly far from the tree. Tom started his county journey as a stock clerk too in February 1981 in the Department of Social Services, which we all know now as the Community Services Agency. Motivated and with a committed work ethic, Tom transferred to Central Services and promoted to Storekeeper 1 in May of 1983. In 1991, Tom transferred laterally back to Community Services Agency, where he promoted to Storekeeper 2 in October of 1997. In November 2000, Tom again was on the move, promoting to Manager 1 in Central Services. In November of 2004, Tom was promoted to senior buyer in GSA, where he has been a mentor to both departmental customers as well as purchasing staff and the occasional interim director ever since. During the past month that I've had the pleasure of working closely with Tom, I have experienced firsthand his willingness to accept and carry forward all of his assignments. Tom simply does not know how to coast home. And that is a trait more powerful than the years, more indicative of his commitment, and speaks loudly of his personal mettle. Mr. Snow will truly be missed, and I think I can speak on behalf of all of our staff. However, we wish him only the very best in what guides him forward toward his next greatest adventure, and it's with pleasure I present to you for recognition at 30 years of county service, Mr. Tom Snow, Jr.
Greetings, Tom. It is indeed a pleasure to talk to someone who's gone through the wars for 30 years. And I'm sure that over the many years, there have been opportunities that you've enjoyed and opportunities that you'd just soon skip. But we want to thank you for all of those challenges that you've taken on to make Stanislaus County a better county. And we know that it takes fortitude, it takes spirit, and it takes a will to continue to fight to improve things over 30 years. So, Tom, it's my pleasure in representing the Board of Supervisors and presenting to you this certificate of 30 years. And in a simple way, just saying thank you so much, and would you like an opportunity to speak?
Well, thank you, sir.
Didn't need these 30 years ago.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the battle was lost. For want of the battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. I learned a long time ago that there are two types of people in the world. The first type are those like Denise. They're always out in front, leading the charge. I have nothing but respect for those folks. They get the accolades when things go well, and they get publicly torn to pieces when things go bad. That takes a special kind of courage. I belong to another group. We are the horseshoe nail drivers. We do our work in the background. We don't receive a lot of recognition, and that's the way we like it. For the most part, we're happy if we can keep the horses standing and keep our names out of the papers. I came to work for Stanislaus County in February 1981. Little background on 1981. The world was looking forward to a royal wedding in England. The United States was reeling from what had been called the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. And Jerry Brown was the governor of California. Seems like yesterday. I often tell anyone I can corner long enough that I came to work here with the intention of spending 1 or 2 years with the county while I prepared myself for the exciting career in radio broadcasting. The truth is I took an extraordinarily low-paying job with Stanislaus County because times were tough and because I truly believed in my heart that if I worked hard enough and took advantage of every opportunity that came along, I just might be able to stay here and raise a family. I have 4 wonderful children, tremendous grandchildren, and a wife who amazes me on a daily basis. I love you, Terry. It has been an incredible 30 years. I have found myself constantly working with, for, and around folks that I believe to be the best of the best. I have been involved with one interesting project after another, and overall, I believe I've had a pretty good career putting nails into horseshoes. I guess the time's come to pass my hammer along to the next generation. To those I leave behind, my noble companions in county service, if I can leave you with anything, it is this hope. I hope you serve well. I hope you serve honorably. I hope you never forget the value of what you do. I hope you drive every nail. I hope you never lose a rider. I hope you always feel the joy of a job well done. Vial con Dios. I love you all.
Ms. Applegate.
Morning. I'm here to honor another of our wonderful employees. We have several this morning. Today, I'm here to help honor Evelyn Ginn, who has been a manager in our department for a number of years and with us for 30 years. And so I'm very excited to share with you a little of her history and celebrate her achievements while she's been with the county. Evelyn was hired in January of 1981 as an account clerk, too, in the administrative support section of the welfare department, as it was known in those days. And she began her career in Central Fiscal, where she remembers the collection records were maintained on paper, entries were made in pencil, and she had a very large adding machine that she used. She and I were comparing notes the other day, and we both started in the paper and pencil era when you did everything in notes and many thick files. There were no computers, no faxes. She worked in that area, and her supervisor said she was a very quick learner and had a logical approach for problems. That's still true today. Evelyn's always one of the ones that says, well, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Within 2 years, Evelyn was responsible for submitting financial claims to the state and on programs including our AFDC, which is cash assistance, foster care, refugee assistance, and adoptions. And for any of you who know our financial claiming system, it is extremely complicated and very convoluted, and Evelyn learned that very quickly. In 1983, she promoted to an account clerk 3, and then quickly in 1984, promoted to a supervising account clerk, and then again supervising clerk in Central Fiscal. She worked with the auditor's office on a massive project to automate the collections process, where she gained considerable experience with the child support payment tracking and recovery process. She also implemented the initial process between the DA Family Support and the Welfare Department to track child support payments for the purpose of offsetting the AFDC aid payments. In 1989, she served as an out-of-class program manager, and then in December of 1989 was promoted to Program Manager 1. During this time, Evelyn assumed responsibility for Central Fiscal closed files in the mailroom. She also assisted with the automated conversion of DA Family Support and worked with Income Maintenance Division to establish procedures to expedite issuance of all of our benefits. She took the lead in assisting our department in utilizing our first statewide database, which is the MED system, the Medi-Cal Eligibility Data System, and that tracked individual eligibility for consumers. This database continues to be used today because the state doesn't update very quickly, and it keeps track of all of the benefits and for the people who are in receipt of Medi-Cal. She was also the first manager to have responsibility over our refugee cash assistance program and continues to work with refugees to this day. In 1994, she assisted with the move from County Center 3 to our building where we are now on Hackett, and she's considered to be very expert in helping move. She does a lot of those between buildings, helps our staff move. As a result of her careful planning, there were lots of boxes that ended up where they belong, not in the wrong area. She is now promoting to, in 1997, she promoted to Program Manager 2 and then was again reclassified as a Manager 3 in 1999. She spearheaded again an automation project and that's been a theme throughout her career. She helped with what's called the wood tip system for tracking employment service customers. And then in 2004, she helped play a major role in the migration to the C4 system, which is the computer system we use now, the statewide automated welfare system. This is now used by 38 counties, and we were one of the pilot counties of that system. Today, Evelyn works in coordinating our CalWORKS program, our Refugee Cash Assistance program, and the Refugee Services program. She's also responsible for the oversight of our Turlock and Houston outstations. During Evelyn's 30-year career, she's been on numerous committees and has been recognized for her statewide contributions in the CalWORKS program by the County Welfare Directors Association of California, also by the State Department of Social Services and the Refugee Bureau for her work with refugee services. She's been recognized locally by the Social Services Transportation Advisory Council on which she serves and by the United Way for her efforts in the United Way campaigns. Evelyn is very kind and caring. She enjoys spending time with family and friends. She's going to be celebrating 25 years of marriage with her husband, Joe, this year. And together they have 4 children, 3 daughters and 1 son, 7 grandsons and 1 great-grandson. She also enjoys spending time with her father, who will be coming, be celebrating his 89th birthday later this month. She's very artistic and enjoys sewing and going antiquing. And she and I were talking the other day about how when we go antiquing, we see things that we actually own and use in our own houses. But this is something she enjoys doing along with reading and never turns down a book that's offered to her by a coworker. We're very pleased to honor Evelyn. She is a great asset to our community and to our organization and to the county. And so I want to recognize Evelyn for her 30 years of service.
congratulations and thank you. You know, as they were discussing your experience in databases and this, Sacramento sure could have used you, but I'm glad you stayed with us. And it is a pleasure to present you with this 30-year certificate, but it's more of a pleasure to thank you for the 30 years that you've given to us and made Stanislaus County the county that it is. It's, you know, as we look back, we forget sometimes about the difficult times. And you've been through the difficult and the good times, and it seems like things repeat themselves. But and people like yourself who have the ability to look through the challenges and not trade one set of problems for another set of problems, which is something that sometimes we're all confronted with. And with that experience and with that knowledge, we want to thank you once again in helping us through all these years. And so thank you once again, and I'd like to hand this mic to you, give you an opportunity to thank those you wish. Thank you.
Thank you both for the kind comments. I appreciate those. Wow, I can tell you that 30 years just absolutely flew by. I can't hardly believe that it has been that long. It just doesn't seem like it. But I also wanted to thank you, Chairman Monteith, and the Board of Supervisors, and the county executive team headed by Rick Robinson, and also the community agency executive team that Chris heads, for allowing me to work this long. I don't think I could have done it all by myself, so it certainly takes an effort from everybody's perspective. It's been a journey. As you had mentioned, it has been a journey, and we have seen a roller coaster in the years that I have been here. Things go up, things go down, things go back up, things go back down. So it becomes a matter of patience and persistence and hanging on for the ride and just staying in there. I can honestly say that I have enjoyed almost all of my years here. We can't be perfect and have them all enjoyable or every single minute, but for the most part, I absolutely have enjoyed my time. I have just met some wonderful, wonderful people as I have worked, and I have learned something from each and every one of them, and I truly appreciate that. And everything that I've learned, one of my goals has been to always play it forward so that I am always teaching people what I have learned. At this point, I'm looking forward actually to continuing working. I'm not in a big hurry to retire, although my gray hair and everything, people keep asking me, so are you retiring after 30 years? And I'm going, well, no, I'm just not quite there yet. But after 30 years, when I do get there, I know I'll be able to retire.
I applaud that. Thank you.
Gray hair in 30 years doesn't mean retire necessarily. Okay. So I just wanted to thank all of you and let you know that life goes on this roller coaster, and just hang in there, and there will be a better side than we're seeing right now. So, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any in the audience who wish to make public comments this time? If not, we'll bring it back to the board, and we will now go to the consent calendar. We are pulling A3 for a separate vote. We will be pulling B4. For additional discussion, and C1 will be removed from the calendar. So at this time, I would imagine Why don't we start with A3? Or B, excuse me.
Perhaps what you'd want to do, because we do have the two items, is take an action on the balance of the consent calendar, and we can individually act on A3 and B4.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Pass. At this time, we'd like to go into, which is it?
A3.
A3 is for a separate vote. The reason we're doing that, we would like to have our Italian representatives on the board have a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Each year, the local chapter of the Sons of Italy recognizes an honoree of the year, and this year's honoree is the Barney Corporation, the Barney family, who runs the 7-Up Bottling Company. They've been great supporters of the community and have contributed to the support of many charitable organizations, and we'd just like to recognize them for that and hope to present the certificate for them at their annual meeting on April 9th. So I'd like to make the motion that we approve this recommendation honoring the Barney Corporation.
Mr. Chiesa, would you like to second it?
Yes, I will definitely second it, and I also would like to congratulate them. I think they epitomize what has made America so great through hard work and giving back to the community. So couldn't find a better honored family.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Passed. At this time, we'll go on to correspondence.
D4. Yeah, I wanted to pull this and have Lauren maybe come up and talk just for a second about this. First, I want to thank Lauren for a nice lunch last week. I got to meet with her and her staff, and it's nice when accountants get to sit around and shop talk a little bit. So I enjoyed that. Thank you.
It's nice to have an accountant on the board.
Thank you. And this is just something I just thought would be great if we could just talk a little bit about. It's just, you know, it's audit stuff, so it's exciting to us, but maybe not anybody else. But I just want the public kind of to know a little bit about the process and why we go through this audit that you do and how it went. So.
Originally, this was a requirement from state code that was pulled back a couple of years ago. The Treasury Oversight Committee oversees this requirement. And what this engagement is, it's a compliance engagement. And the work that's being performed is just to ensure that the Treasury Department is in compliance with monitoring following the policies, the investment policies. This is performed every year, and in the past, most of the time, the Internal Audit Division and the Auditor Controller's Office did perform this engagement, and for a couple of years, Brown Armstrong, who is a public accounting firm that is currently performing our financial engagements, also performed this engagement, and they're going to be picking it up again on June 30th, 2011 engagement.
Okay. And the investment, just to describe this a little bit, what you do in this audit is make sure that the treasurer is following the investment policies with regard to all the money, and I think there's, what is there, $1 billion or so that sits there, and it's not just the county's money, but it's also made up of money from the cities, and it's a combination of funds, and so it just for the public's benefit to know that that money is invested, and it's invested in certain ways based on these policies. And then this audit comes in and makes sure that those policies are being followed.
Correct. And also on the committee itself, the members are made of a member at large and also from SCO, from Stanislaus County of Education, who also has their money in the treasury too. So the oversight committee itself is not just made up of county employees. The auditor controller sits on that committee. And in addition, there's also other state requirements that a quarterly cash engagement be performed. In addition to this engagement, which we review all the cash and the investments again too, so there's a couple of engagements that follow through that are performed on an ongoing basis to make sure that the policy and
the cash is handled properly.
Okay, great. I just want to let everybody know, give a little recognition to the accountant.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lord.
All right.
Anyone have any additional questions or comments?
No. Motion to approve.
We've had a motion to approve.
Yeah, I will second that.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Then moved and seconded. Passed. Now, if we may, go to the correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the Turlock Irrigation District regarding the construction of their 174 MW state-of-the-art power generation facility adjacent to its existing Almond Power Plant in the city of Ceres.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a letter from the California Emergency Management Agency regarding the secretarial disaster designation by the U.S. Department of Ag and the U.S. Small Business Administration for the primary county of San Joaquin and Stanislaus as a contiguous county due to the agriculture losses caused by freezing temperatures that occurred November 25, 2010 through November 26, 2010.
Refer to the Agricultural Commission and the Sealer of Weights and Measures.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Risk Management Division, Chief Executive Office. At this time, we have the Board of Supervisors reports. Anyone have any reports at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I have one. It has to do with air pollution. There's a couple of events coming up. April 11th, the Air District will start selling electric lawnmowers at a very discounted rate, as long as you turn in your gas-powered lawnmower. And you get a nice new lawnmower, I think, for $50. It's a great deal. Also, April 16th, there'll be something at MJC, and that is a smog check on your vehicle. Now, this isn't for you to go get your DMV renewal, but this is for those vehicles that you know wouldn't pass a smog check. They will test your car and give you up to $500 in repairs for free. So it's a way to get some of your tax dollars back in your pocket. Help out those who are struggling right now financially, who need to fix their car but can't, and just check valleyair.org for all the details, but it's a good way to get some of your tax dollars back in your own pocket.
Thank you. Any additional reports? Then we'll go to the Legislative Fiscal and Management Report, Chief Executive Office.
Thank you, Chairman Monteith. I would ask Supervisor O'Brien one question relative to the electric mowers, if I may. In the past years, they've had a giveaway program with very limited access, and the lawnmowers were gone fairly quickly, and we've heard people express frustration. What quantity do you know will be available?
I don't know the quantity, but yes, they go very fast, usually the first day or two. What they do is they divide up what they have by county, and then if they don't get picked up, then they'll move them to the other counties to do so. But okay. It goes very fast, first day or two. We get additional funds every year, so the number is growing. I'm thinking that we're up in the 500 range or something like that. But yeah, the program is very successful, and I just want to make sure Stanislaus County residents get their fair shake of getting one if they want one.
Yeah, and I ask it only because it is a great opportunity and to employ very environmentally friendly technology.
Yeah, they say if you run your lawnmower, your gas-powered lawnmower, it's the equivalent of running 20 cars for an hour. And so the pollution out of a gas-powered lawnmower is just insanely high.
And relative to the what's going on in Sacramento, principally the main budget bill, trailer bills, cut bills and raise on Prop 63 and Prop 10 all passed both the houses of the legislature last week and are under the governor. Legislation to end redevelopment was defeated in the assembly by a single vote. The Senate did not take the RDA legislation up, but we do anticipate it will come before the Senate and the Assembly this next week. Expecting later this week a constitutional amendment, tax extension, special election, redevelopment, which all require two-thirds of a vote. Committee hearings are also going to be ramping up, which will include AB 191, which is Stanislaus County's negative bailout bill. So lots going on in Sacramento, and we'll just keep track of it for you.
Thank you. this board, sitting at Stanislaus County In-Home Supportive Service Public Authority, call it to order. Consent calendar, there's none. Yes, there is consent calendar. I ask for a motion on the consent calendar.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
Person. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's been approved. Correspondence, none. Public hearing, none. Agenda, none. Public forum. Anyone having any comments? Public comment. If not, I'll bring it back to the board, and this portion is adjourned, and I will now adjourn our current Board of Supervisors meeting.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Adjourning as the Board of Supervisors, we'll move into closed session to have conference with the labor negotiator. The agency negotiator is Richard Robinson. The labor organization is Stanislaus County Employees Association, AFSCME Local 10. This will be held pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. Additionally, we'll have conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation involving one case pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 Subdivision A. That case is the Committee Concerning Community Improvement et al. Versus City of Modesto et al., United States District Court, Eastern District of California, case number CBF046121 LJODLB. We do not expect report out on any of those matters.
Thank you. Earned it this time.